also ensure that all the elements that are needed can be included? Do I have model for all these things? That's a very important question. What are the boundaries of my system? Well, they may not follow the physical ones. You might be designing a board, but it's got to talk to the board next to it. So maybe one of the system are the two ASICs that sit right at boundaries of each of those boards. You don't necessarily want to take the two boards, because it happens to be the physical boundaries, connect them together and find a way to make these two ASICs talk. Why bother? Make a handcrafted netlist that becomes the board-to-board system to test the backplane or the interconnection mechanism. That's all that's needed in that particular system. The system does not follow physical boundaries. Of course, one of the quote-unquote system level will be the board, which will, and hopefully you're going to take the board netlist that comes out of the board capture tools using the netlister, because if you don't, you haven't tested anything, because you're going to go and manufacture from a different input that was tested. So get automatically generated netlist and test that board, basic connectivity, so forth. You need to try and develop the verification in parallel. That requires staffing, and that requires indefinite strategies to be able to have all the models available and the designs and the interfaces specified so that things can happen in parallel. And one of the big key factors is specify interfaces right away. One design in which I was involved in, they had this serial protocol with a marker that marked the start of the thing that's being transmitted. And I was saying, and then they had a serial clock. So I went to the designer and said, well, is this the clock active high, active low? I said, I don't know. And that marker there, is it going to be high or low? I said, oh, I don't know. We'll see when we get to the end of PGA, what falls out natural. I said, wait a minute. I got to do this system test. I need that information right up front. Whether you need to invert the signal or not, well, design for one, if it really doesn't work, we'll change it later. But please specify right now. Don't leave it to the end and then fix it later. Specify up front. So if you want to do system verification and do it in parallel, you have to specify your interfaces first.